News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
903 new speed enforcement zones will come into operation as of this morning, bringing the overall total to 1,322 zones. And the objective of the review was to take a proactive approach in the prevention of fatalities and life-changing injuries by identifying these go-safe monitoring locations. Well, to talk us through, we've Superintendent Tony Lonergan at the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau on the programme this morning. Tony, first of all, the new zones came into effect just over an hour ago this morning, but just why are you rolling out these new areas?
Yes, good morning, Andrea, and thank you very much for the opportunity to come on and to remind the public that the new zones are being launched this morning. Well, I suppose, as you said, 903 new zones will come into operation, have come into operation since 6 o'clock this morning, bringing the total to 1,322. And I suppose the rationale behind it was that we examined our data from 2016, 17 and 18. And the data indicated that, we needed to refresh our zones. For example, in 2016, 70% of all fatal collisions occurred outside where GoSafe zones were. And it was similarly 72% in 17 and 71% in 2018. But one of the most startling things was that in the quarter one of 2019, 85% of all fatal collisions occurred outside the zones. So it was clearly indicating to us that there was room for improvement and we needed to refocus, I suppose, and be informed by what the data was telling us.
Okay. Now, one of the big things, Tony, I think that will certainly catch motorists this morning is the fact that there is going to be no signs erected in any of these new 903 speed enforcement zones. Is this just to catch motorists?
No, not at all. I suppose, as we're all aware, and as the public are well aware, the concept of GoSafe is not new. They've been operating since 2010. And the public are well familiar with GoSafe, and they operate by means of a marked van. But what we're asking people really is to refer to the posted speed limit sign. And the message we really want to give is that for the duration of your journey, from start to finish, that people will obey the posted speed limit sign. I suppose we'd like to compliment and thank the public, because when we look at our compliance rates are very high. Mm. They're on average at 99.7%.
Okay. Would it not be better, though, to still erect the signs like you always did? I mean, it's an extra reminder to people. I always thought the whole purpose of the road camera zones, it wasn't to catch the motorists. You know, the whole idea of this is to slow down the traffic, to prevent accidents. And the best way to do that is to try and bring the motorists along with you, get them to buy into this and put up the signs.
Yeah, well, I suppose, as I go back to what I said in relation to the posted speed limit sign, that's what we want people to drive within, and to drive within that for the duration of the journey. But for example, since the launch last Monday, where we launched it, we've had continuous examples of speed. And for example, we've had a speed of 121 kilometres an hour in a 60 kilometre an hour zone. So as I said, we've had a similar one of 129 kilometres an hour zone in a 60 or kilometres
per hour. Okay, so you're saying just pay heed to the...
What we're asking people is slow down across the country and for the entire duration of your journey. And I suppose that's the key message we want this morning. All the information that's there in relation to the zones is available on the Garda website.
Okay.
www.garda.ie. And in addition to the locations of the zones, what's also available is the road names. So we'd ask people to go onto the Garda website, go onto the RSA website, etc., and to look at the zones and to familiarise themselves with them. So we're trying to be open and transparent. We're telling
the
public.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people have difficulty with that, with the fact the signs aren't being erected. But look, Tony, we'll leave it there for the moment. Superintendent Tony Lonergan at the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau. Just on that, Seamus has got in touch to say, I thought speed cameras were supposed to be safety cameras, as in the UK, not money traps. Disappointing approach to road safety. They should raise awareness, not to fill the coffers and to annoy motorists. I have to say, Shane, I think the fact that the signs aren't being put up, it's difficult, I think, to get the buy-in from people. I know you're going to say, just pay heed to the speed limit.
Just drive within the speed limit.
I know, but it's an additional reminder.
Come on. How many people die on the roads every year? If you get done for speeding, you get done for speeding. Take your fine. Stop whinging. You know, just drive within the speed limit.